the difference between those folks who can handle blitzes and turn them into blessings and actually bless other people while they're going through trials versus people who just get stuck in the hole and stuck in that rut and feel the victimhood pulls them down. There's kind of two areas that I take a look at. One is they actually have a team approach to life, not a solo approach. They're not afraid to ask for help. They're not afraid to build accountable relationships. They're not afraid to say, you know what, I can't make this on my own. I want to live with other Christians and open myself and be vulnerable and ask for help. And of course, they're also team helpers to others when they need help. So that's one key, is a team approach. The other one is they don't get stuck in the consumer mentality that our society trains us in. You know, we're advertised to 600, 700 times a day. And we're trained that you're number one, you're the consumer, you deserve everything right. Trade in and get a new one. Take it back and get one that satisfies you. And that damages us if we act like consumers that are always taking and using for our own sake. It makes us selfish, and it breaks up marriages, and it makes us worse parents. But the better paradigm and the people who get through bliss as well are those who have an investor approach to life. They want to bring value. They want to add value. They want to make other people's lives better. They want to lift others to their best. Even when they're hurting, they're looking for someone to encourage because they see life as an investment approach, not a consumer. And finally, we need a power source greater than ourselves. And those who get through blitzes, like Chuck Colson, who came to Jesus Christ in prison, or Johnny Erickson Tata, who broke her neck and was paralyzed in her teens and then started the amazing ministry, Johnny and Friends, they have a power source greater than themselves, and that is a relationship with their Father in heaven and Jesus Christ, his Son, and the Holy Spirit that fills them, that gives them the power to handle all things through Christ, who gives them strength. So people that have a team approach to life, who are investors, not consumers, and who draw upon their relationship with Christ for power, those are the ones who not only get through blitz, but they thrive and bless others through their life's problems.